Well, good morning to everybody. I have a really strong suspicion this is what the weather's going to be like in heaven. This is beautiful. I love this. Love the cooler temperatures. Love the little bit of the nip in the air. It's a great, great morning. But this is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, this past week we started, you all can laugh at us, we're actually a little bit behind schedule, I guess, in our household. We started listening to Christmas carols. And that's right. It's Christmas all year round. That's what Charles Dickens says. You know, I will strive to honor Christmas in my heart all year. But see, the rest of you are Scrooges. You just get in the mood once a year. We do it all year long. But anyway, we listened to, there was one that Gabe was playing in a van one night we were out. Mary, Did You Know? And for some reason, the part, I've heard the song of course many times, but the lyrics that stood out to me this time of the song was, did you know that when you, Mary, when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God? And I told Rebecca when we got home, I said, that jolted me because I began, yes, it's amazing. It's amazing to consider that picture of what she's doing, but then to consider this, for the first time, for some reason this hit me, that God would allow that, that he would humble himself in the form of a little baby in flesh and allow the affection of his mother. And that just jolted me then, and then this morning as I reflected on the Lord's Supper that we're going to be taking here this morning, of what it is that God has done for me. That it says, this is my body, this is my blood. I'm so thankful that we have a God who allows us to love him. And he has given us the perfect example of that through his sacrifice and through his son Jesus. Let's just bow our heads here this morning as we begin our services and just pray to the Lord, whatever it is that he has pressed on your heart. And just come before him today and align yourself with his spirit. Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning, and I personally, again, I do thank you for your sacrifice. I thank you, Almighty God, that you have given us your love, your example of what love is, and thank you for the sacrifice at the cross. God, I thank you that we have the possibility of the forgiveness of sin made available through your righteous atoning act at the cross. Father God, I pray now that you would be exalted and glorified here this morning. Lord, I pray that as we sing and as we listen and as we read and as we speak, that your presence would be felt, that we would acknowledge you and align our minds and our hearts with you. God, I pray that the communion that we take as a reminder of what you did would never become mundane to us. Father, even as we do it once a month, the reality is we should be doing it every day, reminding ourselves of the freedom that we have from the bondage of our sin, that freedom that is only made available through the love and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that that mindset, that heart condition of humility, of thankfulness would be ever present here and take control of everything this morning. And Lord, I just pray for all of our musicians and the sound and our ushers and myself and the teachers and all those, Father, who you have given this morning to proclaim your truth and your word and your love. I pray that we'd be consumed with your spirit, but not just us, but every person that enters into this place. We love you and we invite you here this morning. We need you here this morning. We plead for your presence, Almighty God. And Lord, that we wouldn't just hear the word of God, but we would heed the word of God. May we be glorified and exalted in all things. For in the name of King Jesus, we pray this. Amen.
I'm going to ask you to stand, please, and we're going to sing an awesome song that starts out that we are all sinking in deep in sin. Is that not true? The pastor just talked about it, but love lifted us. Let's sing, "Love Lifted Me."
Happy October 1st. Boy, I agree with Pastor. It is gorgeous, isn't it? Isn't it great to be alive? Wait a minute. There's not a lively people here today. Are you glad to be alive? Yeah. Every day is a good day. Hey, I just want to bring attention to the verse on the front of the bulletin. Let's just take a look at that. "Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my strength and my redeemer." I say that prayer every morning on my way to work, which is only a mile drive, but I pray during that time, and every day I say that, "God, let my words and the things in my heart glorify you," basically is what I'm saying to God, and let me have you in the forefront of my mind all day long. If you're a visitor or haven't been here in a long time, there should be a connection card or a visitor card in front of you in the pew. Would you take a moment and fill that out and put that into the plate as the officers come by in just a moment? Couple quick announcements. Today is Operation Christmas Child meeting. For those of you who don't know, I won't go through a whole long explanation because Bruce did it a couple of weeks ago, but it's an opportunity for us to send gospel tracts and little gifts, things like pencils and crayons and coloring paper, and just things that we get enclosed that get sent out to kids all over the world through Samaritan's Purse. And there was a meeting today after Sunday school on that. So if you're interested to find out more, stay tuned and come to that. Also, on the back of the bulletin, next Sunday is a fellowship at Sagebrook Point Mini Golf. But there's a sign-up sheet in the foyer. So please, if you're planning on going, put your name on that sheet so we know approximately how many people would be going. And sign up for a walk through Bethlehem is coming up. We had a meeting last week. A lot of people came to the meeting. And Pastor, you have some more information on that?
We're coming back around to our second annual walk through Bethlehem, and we had a good turnout when we met, but we still need a lot more people to sign up. I know that many were maybe traveling or you weren't able to come to the meeting, but we need you to sign up. It's an urgent thing. We need people to make this work and to do it effectively for the cause of Christ. So make sure that you sign up for that. It's out in the foyer. If you have any questions, see myself or Linda Timmerman. We'll get you in the right spot at the right time. Now listen, it doesn't mean that we're going to make you memorize 100 lines. There's a lot of different areas that are available to help serve in this. People like to call it behind the scenes. Whatever you want to call it, I don't think there is such a thing in ministry, but we need as many people to help and make this go smoothly and to do it well for the cause of Christ, as many as possible. So make sure that you're here, because we'd hate to send out Rocky and Bruno to some of people's houses, all right? So sign up is out there in the foyer. And then following that up, I also had a quick announcement that I wanted to have for you men. We have Iron Sharpens Iron. It's coming up 3 weeks from yesterday. Joe Salemi, could you just give us a quick rundown on that, please?
Hey, guys. Yeah, so October 21st, we're going to be going. It's in Danbury. It's the smaller Iron Sharpens Iron venue. We leave here around 6:30 in the morning. We're back here at 5. It's going to be a great day. Please see me, Stephen Kendrick, the producer of the popular Christian movies. He's the keynote speaker, so it's going to be a great day. You know, we'd love to get more guys.
Thanks, Joe. Let's all stand. We're going to recite together Proverbs 14:34 and have the ushers come forward as we're doing this. Let's go ahead and recite that together now. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. And when Watson, when you get down here, would you do an about face and lead us in prayer? Thanks.
Oh, Father and God, we do praise you for this day. We thank you as we begin this month, Lord, that we look back and see how you have graciously given us your word. And we even ask if we start this month, Lord, may we have a renewed heart to be attentive to the word of God. We pray, Father, thanking you for providing for our every need. And Lord, as we give forth a portion of that that you've given us back to thee, Lord, we pray that you will multiply it, use it. Father, that many will come to know Christ as Lord and Savior. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Try to fit you in the walls inside my mind. I try to keep you safely in between the lines. I try to put you in a box that I've designed. I try to pull you down so we are eye to eye. When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? I try to take life back right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it all? When did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? Just a whisper of your voice can tame the seas. So who am I to try to take the lead? What's still I run ahead, and I think that I'm strong enough. When you're the one who made us from the dust, when did I forget that you've always been the king of the world? I try to take life.
Thank you, Vanessa. I'm going to ask everybody to stand. And Jesus will always be the King of the world. Amen. He will always be. He is. He always has been.
Makes me think of when you spoke on God's eternality. We're going to sing an awesome song that makes you ask the question, and can it be? And can it be that you should gain everything through the precious blood of Jesus? It can be. Let's sing it. And can it be?
Just like thine, I give you some.
Jesus, right? Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We're going to sing an awesome song. It's a brand new one this month. Going to be more perfectly timed than being introduced right before communion. Because the name of the song is actually called It Is Finished. It says, once and for all, you offered up your life. For one and all, the perfect sacrifice. The only one that could ever pay our price for our sins, obviously. Atoning blood was shed. Love conquered when you said, it is finished. This is an awesome song. I think you're really going to love it. I want to read John 19:30. And just I want you to just picture about what you're singing and communion and Jesus being crucified on the cross. And Jesus said, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. He bowed his head and he gave up the spirit. They didn't take his life. He willingly laid it down. He was the Son of God. Just like that babe that Mary Kate kissed his face. I was just talking about that with the teens. So let's sing this song, It Is Finished. Sent your only begotten Son, Jesus,
into this world to be a baby. The God-man. And then to live a perfect, sinless life to lay it down for us. To shed his blood. Lord God, we just thank you for loving us that much. A love we honestly can't even fathom. But we embrace you and we love you and we acknowledge you and we worship you. And we want to glorify you and we want to praise you. And give you all the glory that's due your holy, matchless name. Use Pastor as he brings your word this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
One of the things that we do here at this church, which may be a little different, I know it's different from churches we've been in, we like doing communion. When we celebrate communion, we like doing that before the end of the service. And one of the reasons for that is because, my personal opinion, the way that I've seen it, many times it gets tacked on to what we normally do every Sunday, and then it gets rushed through, and it's just, I just, when I look at communion, I'm going, this is sacred, this is holy, and it's a time to slow down and remember what it is that God has done for us. So that's what we do. We do that before we get into our message for the morning. So I'm going to go ahead and ask our deacons to go ahead and come forward at this time. And very thankful for them, and it's a continued act as they serve you, the Lord's Supper. It's what, again, a visual of what God has done in serving all of us. At this church, we believe in open communion, which simply means you don't have to be a member of this church specifically to partake. We do believe in the biblical template that you have to be a member of God's church, God's family. That is, you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and profess him as Lord. That's what the Bible tells us. And so if you are here this morning and you stand firm on the promises of God that you've accepted him as your Savior, well, we welcome you to partake of celebrating our Lord's sacrifice and remembering what he has done for us. We also leave it open to the parents, your discretion as to whether or not your children partake of this and whether or not they have professed Christ. This is not something, it's not just a snack to tide us over until lunch. So we trust in your discretion, your discernment in teaching them the biblical template and what it is that they are supposed to do and why it is and what it is that we are partaking of here this morning. I always read out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. I always enjoy how that layout is there. It just seems like it has every element of it in which we just spoke. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23, as Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, he says, "For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.'" You see, Christ's body took our place on the cross, physically, spiritually. "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the book of Isaiah, it says that we all, like sheep, have gone astray and have turned each one to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. And then he says in verse 25, "In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood.'" You see, the new covenant in that there is no longer a need for animal sacrifices, as we see in the book of Hebrews. The Old Testament sacrificial system, as far as the atonement that is made for the sins of the people, Christ says, "I have taken place of that." Because as he says in Hebrews, the blood of bulls and heifers and calves and goats, that is not going to cleanse you of your sins. But Jesus Christ was and is the spotless Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world forever. And it says there also in Hebrews as well as in Leviticus that without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness of sin. The life is in the blood. And he said, "Do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." There's the promise. There's the promise. You see, we do this because one day we do this in remembrance of what he has said, not only in the forgiveness of sins and the atoning sacrifice that he made at the cross of Calvary, but we also do this remembering what else he said: "I'm coming back for you." This is not a period. Okay, "I am coming back," to put that exclamation point on what I have done at the cross. And praise God that the sacrificial atoning work for the payment of sin is finished. Amen. There's nothing more that we can do. There's nothing, never anything that we could do. But it's only through the blood of Jesus Christ. Then Paul goes on to say, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks of this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, talking about you don't know Christ. This is what we just talked about just a minute ago. He says here that if you drink or eat in an unworthy manner, will be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Lord Jesus, we come before you here today, and we praise you and thank you for this memorial that we have to look back at the cross, to look back upon what you have done. But may we not forget what you have promised about what is to come, that you're coming back to receive your people, your children, those who profess you as Lord. There will be a day where we all stand before the throne of Jesus Christ. But Father, until that day, may we take of this sacrifice and remember what it is that you have done for us. Thank you for your body. Thank you for your shed blood. Thank you for taking my place on the cross. Lord, as we partake of these elements now, may we examine ourselves. May we not just remember and be grateful for what you have done, but may we look upon our lives through the scope of prayer, and that the Holy Spirit would convict us of anything that is contrary in our lives against you. For we do not want to be, Father, in an unrighteous state when we come before you. So show us what it is that is in our minds and in our lives and in our hearts this morning. And then may we repent of these things. Thank you, Father. May your spirit and your presence be here this morning. And I pray that we would glorify you in all things. For in the name of Christ, we ask it. Amen. And the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." Lord Jesus, thank you for taking our stripes. By those wounds, we are healed. We do these things in remembrance of you. Father, when we consider the physical anguish, Lord, that is horrendous enough in our own minds as humans, but to consider there's a greater pain that you suffered that we can't fathom because you were separated from your heavenly Father because of our sin. That sin is what was poured out onto your body. We thank you for that. We praise you for that. And now as we look towards the cup that is the new covenant, which is your blood, may we understand that that blood, as you say in your word, is what washes us as white as the new driven snow. May we be honored as we partake of this memorial. In the name of Christ, we ask it. Amen. In the same manner, he also took the cup. After supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Almighty infinite Father, only by the atoning sacrifice of your Son Jesus are we able even to speak to you this morning, face to face. Because Father, when that work was completed at the cross, the veil was torn. You paved the way. And I thank you, Father, again for purging me of my sin, washing me as white as the new driven snow. Thank you for your blood that has made me spotless in your eyes. Thank you for taking on sin, the one who knew no sin, that I might become the righteousness of God. May we all understand the depths and the intensity and the passion of that sacrifice. And may we live our lives in a manner that is worthy in thanking you for it every day. In the name of Jesus, we ask it. And for your glory's sake, we now pray that these services, this message, this sermon would be for your glory that it would further your kingdom. We love you. Amen.